Here's part two of our conversation with Bear from Bear's Nine Pines Resort in Marinesco, continuing to talk about what's going on in the western end of the UP. All right, well, if you don't mind, we can talk a little bird season now. We're getting good reports of woodcock this year, both resident birds, and I don't know for sure that we've seen any flight woodcock come down from Canada yet. What do you think?
I think there's a few birds, just the sightings that the hunters have been having. You know, a week and a half ago, they were maybe getting up a couple of woodcock a day, and now I'm here talking to guys that are getting up 4 to 6 woodcock in a day, so that's what's kind of leading me towards thinking that some of those flight birds are beginning to come through.
And what about grouse?
Grouse numbers are fair, you know, and a lot of the guys, the bird hunters, go by flush rates, you know, how many flushes they get per day. And, you know, like last year, we were up 20 or plus flushes in a good day of bird hunting, and I haven't seen much of that this year. 15 to maybe 18 flushes on a good day. So that's telling me that the bird numbers, in my opinion, are down a little bit. I know DNR statistics said that their drumming counts, when they did that, I think they were up, you know, I want to say like 12% or something, you know, for this area of the UP. And I don't think I'm seeing that.
So how far is Marinesco from Watersmeet? Is it about a half hour?
Yeah, it'd be about 30 miles or so.
Because I got reports from just north of Watersmeet of really good flush rates for grouse.
Yeah.
But I'm just wondering how, I mean, it might have to something to do with the logging as well in your area versus the logging in that area. You know, the aspens in that certain period of
age
their
class,
growth,
yeah,
age class, that really has a lot to do with grouse.
It does. And, you know, and I've also seen it very spotty or pockets where bird hunters have been out and they went into one area and didn't have any success, and they went to another area and they put up 10, 15 birds, you know, in one area. So it seems like it's been kind of real spotty. But then, of course, the hunters went back to those same areas the next day, and then they didn't do very good there. So, you know, I don't know, them birds are just moving around or being in pockets. Sometimes you can't explain it, I guess. That's hunting, you know.
Well, is there anything we should know about on the Lake Ogibbeck for fishing?
No, it's actually been pretty quiet. There hasn't been much angler pressure out there at all. I haven't heard any great reports at all as far as the fishing this week, as far as being good. But typically this time of the year, it starts picking up, especially with shore anglers and that, just fishing in the evening and at nighttime off of shores and things like that. So that should be ramping up.
Now, are they mostly chasing perch or walleye?
Mainly walleyes.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't see much of a perch bite in the fall here. It's mainly walleyes.
Okay, interesting. Well, Bear, I really appreciate your time, and we'd like to catch back up with you again sometime if we can get you on the phone.
All right, that'd be great, Adam. Thanks.
Thanks for your time. Take care.
Yep, bye now.
Barry Drews from Bear's Nine Pines, a.k.a. Bear himself, talking to us about what's going on the western end of the UP. This is The Outdoor Show.